Hello friends, the preparation for today's lesson, lesson number 5 in the Rosh Hashanah Congress, was by the group of Asia, Africa, and Turkey. We'll read an excerpt from the writings of The Last Generation by Baal HaSulam. There is an allegory about friends who were lost in the desert, hungry and thirsty. One of them had found a settlement filled abundantly with every delight. He remembered his poor brothers, but he has already drawn far off from them and did not know their whereabouts. What did he do? He began to shout out loud and blow the horn. Perhaps his poor, hungry friends would hear his voice, approach him, and come to that settlement that is filled with every delight. So is the matter before us. We have been lost in the terrible desert, along with all of humanity. And now, we have found a great, abundant treasure, namely, the books of Kabbalah in the treasure. They satisfy our yearning souls and fill us abundantly with lushness and contentment. We're satiated, and there is more. Yet we remember our friends who were left hopeless in the terrible desert. There is a great distance between us, and words cannot bridge it. For this reason, we have set up this horn to blow out loud, so that our brothers might hear and draw near and be as happy as we are.
Active workshop question, friends. What is this settlement that is filled with every delight? What is this settlement that is filled with every delight?
José.
No he entendido la pregunta, se me ha cortado.
I didn't understand the question. The sound on my computer was cut up. If someone could repeat the question.
Este lugar, este asentamiento que.
What is this settlement that is filled with every delight?
La escena.
This place where all the abundance is the ten. It's the connection that exists between us that we have to build according to our efforts, where each one of us asks of the Creator for the friends so that we will be able to meet in this connection with Him.
Sí, cierto. Es una decena. Es
yes, truth. This is the ten.
Que tenemos que rellenar.
This is the proximity between us, what needs to be filled with the glory and importance of the friends is the greatness of the Creator and the upper force that we need to reveal between us. The true endless love, the presence of the Creator between us that fills this kli in one heart.
Yes, and this place is our environment. An environment that supports us and pushes us to the next state. And it is such an inspiration to see the friends connected, constantly reminding us of the goal, reminding us of the importance of what we are able to do.
Yes, really, the connection between us, we need to discover this heart so that the Creator will show us the way and pace us forward towards the goal.
Efectivamente, amigos, el asentamiento en realidad son las decenas.
It's true, friends.
De donde nace el amor, de donde nace la amistad, de donde nace
the connection. That's the tens, the place where love is born, the connection, the friendship, where
this
revelation of the Creator is born, and this is in our work. So let's go, friends.
Sí, gracias.
Yes, friends. Thank you.
Una gran bendición al
tener. We have
y tener una conexión pura con el Creador.
A commitment towards the group of friends to establish a direct connection, a true connection with the Creator. And whoever's on this path knows that the Creator gives us, and we need to learn how to receive. That's why it's so beautiful that we can share between us friends, and we must remain together, because every friend, every moment, and everything we live between us here is for always. We are in important work, and we need the Creator to guide us through the friends.
Amigo, en audio, por favor.
Sí, por supuesto. Estoy de acuerdo. Es espacio donde.
Yes, certainly. I agree. This is the space where the Creator is allowing us to work. This is the space where we can ask for the friends. We can pray for them. We can want that the friends will reach this state of above reason with prayer, constant plea to the Creator so that the friends will succeed. There exists everything. There is the pleasure in this work of the heart.
Hello, dear friends. It is very exciting to talk in front of you. This opportunity to come to a connection with you is a gift for me. I want to say how lucky we are, and we have a brilliant reason to be happy. Having friends and a Rav is the most precious wealth in the world. We have a Rav that wanting us to advance in spirituality with his wisdom and love. He is a great person, because he have love in his heart, and always he worries for his students. He is a father and a teacher for us. He is yearning for us to come connection from heart above every obstacle comes to us to be connected source of life. All we need is to trust the Creator, believe him, and call him constantly like a child. Creator is wanting to be revealed to all humanity. He is missing it, and he needs us in order to do that. Every disaster is coming humanity for anti-separation and us to be pipeline to upper force as soon as possible. Now, I want us to feel all the pain of humanity in our hearts and feel for them same worry and responsibility that Ross feels for us. So that, I hope, we will come to love of Creator from love of man. I am dreaming of being a student worthy of to accomplish this task, the Haim.
Rabash, son of Balasulam, Rabash, letter number 10. As for man, in everything he does, he is serving the king, and every mitzvah, commandments that one does gives contentment to the creator. When one prays, the creator hears the prayers and praises that person and sings and praises the Creator. We're speaking of Rabash, the son of Balasulam, the true giant that lives through a great Rav. Streams of light overflows through him, through Rav, and coming to us. He truly is the great Kabbalist, the last of the Mohikas, and just go through his material, you'll comprehend how huge Rabash is, and that he's ready-made for our world, our entire Kli, that without him, we have no way of breaking through into this world, into the spiritual world, only through him, connected all the way from Balasulam, through him to our Rav, we have a way, in a very simplest way. He brings the spirituality for us in a very simplest way that we can begin to feel that he's speaking to us as little children who don't even understand anything in spirituality. That is how truly great Rabash is. And now I want to pass to my great friend, Reinhard.
I'm going to read from Rabash, letter number 8. And once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle, in love and joy together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there, and I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends. I must be brief because the holiday is approaching. Your friend, Baruch HaLevi Ashlag. We will now listen to a clip from our great teacher, Shidur, over to you.
A clip of Rabash. Rabash, what is Chokhmah? The light that comes to the vessels of reception. What is chassadim? The light that comes to the vessels of bestowal. What are vessels of bestowal? What are vessels of reception? We say, well, vessels of reception means that one says, I want to receive delight and pleasure. This means that it is extended from the vessels of reception. What are vessels of bestowal? I don't want anything, only to bestow. When a person comes and he only wants to bestow, what will he get out of it?
Pleasure?
Rabash, to the klipot? I don't want it. They tell the person, bestow, you'll have pleasure. He doesn't hear it. What does it mean, he doesn't hear it? I want pleasure. These are our clothings. If you can't understand it, look at the little kids that they play in...
They jump.
Well, the girls, they play with dolls. The kids, they play
marbles.
With marbles.
Marbles.
What are they saying? I want to receive delight and pleasure through the clothing of marbles or through the clothing of rag dolls. If you want to give them pleasure through something else, they don't believe you that there is such. For example, how come parents don't play in with marbles? Above reason, they... I gave you an allegory once. Tell your daughter, Yael, to throw away her doll. You see how she loves it. If you will say, Yael, there's a baby, the baby is crying, go play with the baby, she won't go. If you ask her, how come your mother does play with that doll, with the living baby? Well, my mother is... She's
righteous.
Well, she already has special qualities. She doesn't want to enjoy this world. This is why she's playing with the baby. But I do want to enjoy this world. That's what she'll say? So the allegory is the same for us. We also want pleasure, but for which, with which discernment? With reception. Simply from reception. But... bestow, and you'll have pleasure. Everybody runs away. Not everyone, and also us. Don't even think differently. Take into consideration also. What do you think, Menachem? How come? Because all of us together were made of this dough. You know what dough is?
It's dough, yeah.
Yes, dough, which is called, you know, receiving in order to receive. And in order to get out of it, there are conditions so that the body would agree to it. Therefore, when it knows that it is with the intention of in order to receive, then by the person performing practical mitzvot, acts of bestowal, each time parts of the vessels of reception are corrected. How come? Because there is the precedence there of the force of above reason.
That last sentence, I didn't understand anything.
I believe you that you don't understand it. I don't believe you that you do understand. Don't fight with me. I agree with you. What is the test? Well, for you, it doesn't matter. The body does want to eat it. Knowledge, yes, I can let you understand it, but the body doesn't yet understand it.
Thank you, friends, for this unique opportunity once again. Look at how things have evolved and brought us to this degree, where bestowing to the Creator has become our only common end goal, where we have been denied from working as individuals, but rather as a collective in raising man. Look at how we've changed. Look at how we've been formatted, how we're being organized and filled with preparation. A time when, you know, every single word that comes after the Rav is backed by authentic sources. It's such a delight to be part of this generation and this time. We are in a time where we've had revelation like never before, a time when the whole world is beginning to write the purpose of the goal in every single action that we undergo, a time when we are most prepared to utilize a common screen to cover the end, the ego of all of humanity to the end. A time when we are all praying with our uniqueness, but above it, we're building a common screen. It's such a delight to see The Japanese, the Chinese, the Africans, the Americans, the Europeans, everyone speaking their language, expressing the uniqueness of the individual that the Rabash talks about. And above it, we are building this common place. Rabash, what a sage he is. We can never have enough words to describe his greatness. We can see from his clips, from his writings, and from the preparation that we've all been undergoing. It's been like never ever before. All these preparations before the lessons are like a congress, and you feel the sensation, the common place where everyone can find his place, where he fits in. Thanks to Rabash, we have a new beginning. We have a new gate in front of which we stand, waiting to enter this new world. And we are ready to take full advantage of it. And we have the means to raise this level of importance of this common goal between us on a daily basis, and also to utilize this heartfelt means we've been offered from the heavens, where we don't even need physicality anymore, where we don't need names, but all we need is all these desires which have been aimed directly to the Creator. We want to thank our dear Rav, we want to thank our friends, we want to thank every single person who's begun to understand that the common goal between us is what brings us together, what binds us. And all the efforts that are going into this one direction, we want to keep going that way. We want to step it up another notch, and we want to bring him contentment. And the only means by which we can continue to do that is to listen to our sages, to be fully adhered to them, and to undergo these changes in the most common and the most pleasant way. Thank you, friends, for this unique opportunity. And at this stage, I'll pass our preparation on to our dear friends from Asia. Please. Thank you.
We're going to read an excerpt from Shamati 40, Faith in the Rav, What is the Measure? Only one who's already in single authority can discern and know the truth. Hence, one must trust the opinion of one's Rav and believe what his Rav tells him. It means that one should go as his Rav told him to do. And although one sees many arguments and sees many teachings that do not go hand in hand with the opinion of his Rav, nevertheless, one should trust the opinion of one's Rav and say that what he understands and what he sees in other books that do not cohere with his Rav's opinion. One should say that as long as he is in multiple authorities, he cannot understand the truth. And one cannot see what is written in other books, the truth that they say. We're moving to Asia.
Beloved friends, so good to be with you. What a powerful preparation we have. We heard about Balhusalam and Rabash. And the efforts of these men were great indeed. The efforts and intentions of Baha Salam have taken root and took root inside the soul of his son, Rabash. And there his great intention and power flourished. And Rabash added to it and multiplied it and strengthened it even more with his own great efforts, which he then passed on to our Rav. And our Rav has embraced those efforts and sacrifices of our past sages and those intentions of those great men, and now he adds his own superhuman effort like we've never seen before. And we sit now before our teacher as he pours out all his effort, intention, heart and soul to us, so that we may be lifted to the spiritual worlds and serve the Creator. All his efforts and struggles aimed at us, to connect us, to bring us to love and unity, to make us worthy servants of the King. There is no expression possible that can convey the correct amount of thanks we owe to our teacher. It is the story of a soul taken flesh upon this earth, having traveled through many ages, and now, at last, he is here. And after this great journey, he says, "I did it all for you. It was only for you, together." Thank you, Rav. Thank you so very, very much for the great journey that you covered, for the obstacles that you overcame. And now, after all that effort, you stand once again ready to take us into the new world, the new beginning. Thank you. And a great, great L'chaim.
Dear Creator, thank you for this day and another opportunity to resemble you more in love of friends. You have given us such a great opportunity by placing us in the perfect society. Thank you for awakening my friends for connection and fill them with joy and happiness to celebrate this Rosh Hashanah with you, revealing our love to each other, becoming the conduit of your light to all humanity, fulfilling the goal of creation and bringing you contentment. Please reveal your greatness to all our friends. Give them the desire to serve you, to spread your love across all lands and seas, that the whole humanity can be filled with your light and gratitude. Amen.